Good afternoon to all judges, staff, and the stakeholders. This is the second message of Brian Sykes, Chief Justice of Jamaica. I now wish to indicate what has happened since my first broadcast yesterday. Since yesterday, the COVID-19 Advisory Committee has been established. It had its first meeting this afternoon at 1 p.m. Meeting lasted for nearly 2 hours. At that meeting, a number of decisions were taken regarding the response of the courts to the developments since the confirmation of our first case of the COVID-19 disease in Jamaica. Those proposals, those decisions are being refined by our communications team, and within the next 24 to 48 hours, you will be hearing from the Office of the Chief Justice and the Court Administration Division the specific proposals and the protocols that we will be establishing in the courts going forward. One important development that has taken place is this. Beginning on Monday, March 16, there will be a series of sensitization seminars in all courts. That is to say, sensitization seminars in the Court of Appeal, the Supreme Court, the specialized courts such as the Coroner's Court, the Special Coroner's Court, the Family Courts, the Traffic Court, as well as the Parish Courts. All staff members should participate actively in the sensitization seminars. This represents significant effort by our communications team working with the Ministry of Health to get this done. And I wish to express my thanks to Mrs. Jared Fletcher and her team for getting this done in the time available. Finally, I wish to address the concern that has arisen in the Supreme Court regarding a member of the ancillary staff who was asked to leave the court, that is the Supreme Court, this morning. This staff member indicated voluntarily that she came in contact with persons who came in contact with our first confirmed case. So there was no direct contact between our staff member and the first confirmed case. Since she made that disclosure, she was advised to return home, advice which she took, and the Ministry of Health has since been informed and the appropriate protocols are being followed. At the time of her voluntary self-disclosure, she was not displaying any of the symptoms of the COVID-19 disease. That is what has happened in respect of this ancillary staff member. As I have indicated, yesterday and today, we'll be communicating with all judges, staff members, and stakeholders regularly. The lines of communication will come from the Office of the Chief Justice and the Court Administration Division. As indicated yesterday, the Office of the Chief Justice and the Court Administration Division are in constant contact and dialogue with the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Justice. The situation is fluid, and as soon as there are any changes, any developments, we will communicate with you directly and immediately. Thank you very much.